From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how do Democratic presidential candidates attack President Bush's economic record now that the economy is improving? But first, we go to Iraq. Yesterday, 16 American troops were killed and 20 others wounded when their helicopter was downed by a missile strike just south of Fallujah. It was the deadliest single attack against U.S. forces since the war began. NPR's Jackie Leiden is in Baghdad. Jackie, have the U.S. authorities come any closer to establishing who may be responsible for the attack?
Well, if they have, it's not something that they're really announcing to us. I mean, they have been trying to draw a closer circle around a consortium, really, of ex-army officials, Ba'athist renegades. They do know that foreigners are coming in from outside the country. They've beefed up security around the borders. They're trying to tighten, but there are many shoulder-fired rockets in this area, and that was what was used apparently yesterday.
And what's the mood of the troops there today and of the Iraqis?
I've talked to both today, and I think that the Iraqis had a battering week last week. It ended with people avoiding marketplaces and schools and trying to stay off the streets because they got more threats on top of everything that happened earlier in the week in the string of suicide bombings. When it comes to the troops, talking to them, yes, they feel bad, but, you know, it's part of their job. I mean, sometimes a soldier will say, well, you know, that happened in a different division. It's not that they feel callous. I'm just saying that these are military people. The responses are as individual as the soldier. I've had soldiers tell me, look, I think we're doing nothing here but defending ourselves. We're not reconstituting things. And that was one soldier. And you know, I've had another say, I've been here nearly a year, and I feel like I've seen it all, and you know, I just suck it up. So that's what I mean by individual responses.
And the Iraqis, they're asking for greater participation and control over day-to-day operations. Tell us a little bit about their rationale and how likely that is, especially after yesterday's attack.
Well, one of the things that the U.S.-led coalition has said it wants is increased Iraqi participation in the security forces, whether it's police on the street or soldiers in a new Iraqi army. Now, I think there was a real mood change here last week. I mean, prior to that, you know, there was a lot of vehemence against the American occupation, and I don't want to say that that's gone away, but last week the focus was put on Iraqis. It was Iraqis who died a week ago on Monday. And I was out with an Iraqi civil defense corps last week on patrol in the Sunni Triangle. These are sort of the Iraqi equivalent of the National Guard. And they've got a job to do in terms of convincing local populations that they should be accepted, that they're not collaborators. But certainly people would rather see these guys march into town with their rifles, you know, cocked on the shoulder than American soldiers. Similarly, the police, you know, no police officers failed to show up for work on Tuesday. That's one of the best jobs you can have here. The Coalition Provisional Authority put on a sort of Medal of Valor ceremony that had been pre-scheduled last week to recognize these guys. They've taken sort of a terrible toll. 29 Iraqi police officers died between the 1st of August and the 15th of October. That's not even counting last week. So Iraqis are realizing more and more that, you know, this does target them, and they are dying, and their own security forces are dying. And the notion that the Americans want to turn over more control to them is, I think, an extremely welcome one.
NPR's Jackie Leiden in Baghdad. Thanks a lot, Jackie.
My pleasure, Madeline.